Now, listeners, as promised, I have a special guest that is with us today. She is a poet, a former Miss Teen of Pennsylvania, a singer, songwriter, recording artist of the CRW number one hit song, Enraptured, a speaker, wife, and mom, and completely, utterly a child at heart. She's the author of Lovebird, the first of the Fruit Fables series, which grew out of the bedtime stories and original lullabies she told and sang to her children when they were young. She lives with her husband and three children in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our guest, Shalene Weaver, as mentioned, is the author of the new children's series of books called Fruit Fables, centered around the fruit of the spirit. Her first book of the series was just released on October 10th called Lovebird. Hi, Shalene, and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you on the program today. Listeners, I've been getting to know Shalene a little bit this year. We've had several conversations now on the phone throughout the year, not only before her project was published. You know, I got to know her a little bit then too. And I told her, you can't rush a good thing, you know, and I know what it's like. So Shalene, can you take a moment and share with our listeners what your book Lovebird is all about?
I sure can. So Lovebird is book one in what's going to be a 9-book series. Each one of the stories, the adventures of animal characters to unpack one of the fruits of the spirit. So I like to say, if you're that mom who hides period kale in your children's chocolate smoothies, or if the idea of Aesop meets Bob and Larry gives you a thrill, then this book is for you. because it's, you know, it's fun and palatable. It's rhythmic and it's, you know, it's little animal adventures that are happening and all of that.
Right.
But there's a lot of biblical truth just embedded within the stories. And so that's sort of the overall of the Fruit Fables series. But Lovebird is the story of a squirrel family who has a new neighbor that moves into their nest or their hole in the oak tree and builds a nest. And when you get a new neighbor, you go and introduce yourself. So that's what they do. And when they meet this bird looks at them and says, chatter, chatter, chatter. And they're just like, what in the world? That was so rude. And they just go home very puzzled, scratching their heads like, what just happened? And that night they overhear the whole backyard just get completely offended because he chirps just like the crickets did and peeps like peepers do. He reads like the frogs at night and hoots the owls who. So they're like, we got to do something. So they call a backyard meeting. They invite every family and they say, here's our plan. We're going to choose to intentionally love this bird. We're only going to say kind things, and they get everyone to agree. And so over time, because he is a mockingbird and he's only hearing kind words spoken to him, he repeats what he hears and peace is restored to their community. And so it ends by saying, love's not just a fuzzy feeling we feel deep inside. Sometimes it's something that we do when we make up our minds. And when you choose to love this way, it's often very true. Eventually, you just might see that love return to you. So it's teaching what love looks like, and that sometimes it's not something you fall in, you know, and you fall out, oh, it's gone. No, it's something sometimes that you choose to intentionally, like you will yourself to carry out. But when we partner with the Holy Spirit and he works that fruit in our lives, that's when we really, you know, see that happen. So.
It's so good. And listeners, I'm holding a copy of Lovebird in my hand. And I just want to say it is so beautifully illustrated. I can see also how even as an adult, you would enjoy reading this. You know, it's just a fun little fable. It's a fun book. And so, listen, the illustrations are gorgeous. Who's your illustrator?
Yeah. So it's illustrated by Cody Wood, and he's from Ohio. But he and I grew up in the same little town, hardly a blip on the map, but he and I met at church camp when I was 11. So how about that, parents? Send your kids to church camp.
There you go.
You know, you never know. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Well, I love it. And I think anyone who has children, grandchildren, should be paying attention to what this series is about. It will really instill the truth about the gifts of the Spirit, the things that every believer should have in their life and not only have, but be able to utilize. And so I love that. You've started with Lovebird, and there's a lot more to come, and I'm looking forward to seeing those as well. Now, Shalene, you're a Christian music artist and a woman's ministry speaker by background. So what prompted you to publish children's books?
So my brother was visiting for my son's third birthday, and he mm-hmm. overheard me do something that I think many of us parents do and don't think much about it. And that mm-hmm. is when you have little ones and they ask you to tell them a story. And so I love to read to my kids. I read every night. Tuck-in time is like my favorite time of the day. And my children range from ages 9 to 24. There's only three. I have big gaps. But, for almost 20, almost quarter of a century, mm-hmm. really, I'm thinking up stories. And you just don't think anything of it because they're little and they're like, yeah, that was great. And they're content. Mm-hmm. So wonderful. But my brother overheard this happening. And he said to me afterwards, did you just make that up right now? And I said, yeah. And he said, that was a good storyline. And I was like, well, thank you very much. But he wouldn't let it go. He just kind of stuck his thumb in my back that night and convinced me, made me promise, actually, that I would write a story down the next time I got an idea and just see what I had. And so the next night I did that. And I sat back about 20 minutes later and thought, my goodness, I would buy that book. So that's sort of what prompted the whole thing.
Wow. That's so wonderful. Well, where did you get the idea for Lovebird?
Okay. So Lovebird, this is actually pretty interesting. There was a season in my life of caregiving. First, it was my nephew who came to live with us until he passed away and he was a child. And then on the heels of that, my mother-in-law came and I took care of her until she passed away. And during that time, my mom came to help. She had a surgery on her shoulder. I called her my one-arm wonder. So she came to help with the arm she had. And one night, this was while my nephew was with us. One night we had got everybody to bed and were just working on things, extra things. And I went to take some trash out in the back porch and I heard this bird just sounding off, and it was just one call after another. And I thought to myself, my goodness, that's a mockingbird. And that was the first time I realized we had them. And it was at night. I mean, this was probably 11:30 at night, and I went and got my mom and we just stopped the madness and we sat on the back porch and we listened to this bird make call after call after call, just nonstop. It's like he didn't even come up for air for like 45 minutes. And we were enthralled. But I thought to myself, is he annoying the other birds? Because they're early birds, right? They get up early and he is speaking their language. Is he disturbing their sleep? Like, this is the way my brain works, And so that's kind of how I came up with the thought of, of Lovebird. Yeah, that's where the story came from.
Those mockingbirds. We have them here in Texas. So I know we have them and they're a lot of fun. I enjoy them. I kind of giggle when they get going like they do. I mentioned earlier that you're a singer and a songwriter as well, and we have a special treat for our listeners today as we're going to play Shalene's song Enraptured in just a few minutes. However, Shalene, what inspired you to write this song called Enraptured?
So that was during a season of my life that I call my best of times and worst of times. And that I started writing music. And prior to that, I'd never even sung a solo in my church when I started cutting my album. I jump in things head first, deep end. I went through a very dark season in my life and was feeling very just broken and very alone. And but I'm so thankful that I was raised in the Word, and I'm so thankful that I knew who to run to, because I ran to Jesus's arms. And during that worst of times, I fell in love with my Savior in a way I never would have if I wasn't needing him so desperately. And he was so good to me, is so good to me. But, during that time, I just look back and I'm just amazed at how he carried me through. And, as a kid, I wrote poetry and I don't play music, by the way. Like, I don't read music. I kind of key by ear on my piano with six fingers. It's kind of bad, but it's enough for me, to just sit down. And I found myself sitting at my piano during that season and was just interested. It was interesting how those poems sort of morphed into songs during that time as God gave me a new outlet to vent, honestly, but also to worship him in the midst of my pain, which is very, very powerful. And I learned that during that time. And so this song, Enraptured, came out of a time when I was very broken, but yet had just fallen so deeply in love with my Lord. And so that's where my heart was, even though it was heavy, it was also very wrapped up in his care. And so this is a love song to the Lord that came out of that season of my life.
Ooh, I love that. Well, without any further ado, listeners, let's listen to Enraptured. Shalene, that is a beautiful song. I thoroughly enjoyed that, and I know our listeners have enjoyed it as well. How can our listeners get a copy of your song or any other music you have recorded?
Sure. Well, there's a couple ways. On that song, well, first of all, the whole album is called Rough Tracks, and it's available for download on iTunes as well as Amazon, so you can find it there. But also, if people would like to, they can get that song Enraptured for free if they go to my website, which is fruitfables.com. ShaleenWeaver.com, it gets you to the same place, but Shalene's kind of weird to spell. So just fruitfables.com is there. And if people sign up to follow my blog or receive publishing updates, you'll receive a free download of Enraptured. So that's available that way as well.
Great. Again, folks, you can get the free download of Enraptured by going to fruitfables.com and signing up for the free newsletter. And you can also purchase Lovebird, the first of a series of books called Fruit Fables, I believe on Amazon. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll leave that information on our website so our listeners can find it there, too.
Great.
So, hey, Shalene, now, before you go, I always like to ask our guests if they would be willing to pray for our studio audience. Mm-hmm. Well, not studio audience, but our broadcasted audience.
Yeah.
And just any way that the Lord is leading you to pray. I'm so grateful for you coming on the program today. I love the idea of the Fruit of the Spirit books that you're doing and the music you're involved in. Just she just flows with ministry in all different directions, a lot like me, it sounds like. So anyway, so grateful to know another sister in the Lord. And Shalene, would you be willing to pray for our audience today?
I would love to. Oh, Father in heaven, I thank you so much that you're everywhere. You're here mm-hmm. with me in Pennsylvania right now. You're there with Jane in Texas. And Lord, you're with every person under the sound of our voice right now. And Lord, I just thank you that you're big enough to handle it all. And Lord, our world is in such chaos. And Lord, I just pray for each listener that you would put such a bubble of your presence around them right now. That they'd be so aware of you, Lord, that what may feel like the worst of times would become their best of times because they lean into you, Jesus. And so I pray that you draw them to yourself by the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray that you would put an urgency in each parent that's listening or grandparent that's listening into their hearts to get the word of God into their children. I pray that the word of God that is planted in them would rise up, that your Holy Spirit would bring it to the surface as they need it, Lord.
Yes.
And that you just minister to each person where they are. And that they would be in awe of the fact that even though there's so many things going on around them, that they are being held in the eye of the storm. Lord, we just love you and thank you. We bless your name. You're so good. I thank you for the body of Christ. I thank you that you are King of Kings and that you are on the throne and that we are citizens of heaven. And Lord, if there's anyone who's listening to this who isn't sure about that, I pray that would change today. Lord, that they would surrender their lives to you. And that they would come into relationship with you and know your peace. Father, we love you and we praise you. We bless you today. Be glorified in and through us in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen and amen. Thank you, Shalene. Thank you so much for being on the program today. And I look forward to hearing from you again when your next book is published.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. God bless you.